You know, I get tired of hearing these crazy evolutionists say that somehow out of a big violent explosion and randomly flying debris came order and very specific and incredibly complex patterns. So complex, in fact, science still can't figure out about 99% of it. That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. I'll tell you what, I'll randomly throw a bunch of boards together, strap them in, and see if they can fly when I push them off a cliff. Isn't it amazing how stupid these so-called smart people are? They drive to work in a vehicle that requires specific laws of physics and exact mechanical timing to operate. Log onto a computer at work that completely crashes if the slightest bit of programming gets out of whack. Study a world that if even the smallest change occurs to atomic structure, all of existence would fly apart. But then they turn right around and say, all of creation came into existence when something randomly blew up. How lagging in common sense does it get? Hey, but we're dumber than they are because we not only tolerate this crap, we teach it in our schools. And if anybody challenges this utter nonsense, we stand back and let these fools shout them down. How stupid can we get? Or is it cowardly? How pathetic we are to be afraid to stand up to this utter stupidity. It's time we take control again. It's time to tell the federal government to take their common core and shove it. Time to tell the state school boards, you won't tell us what will be taught. We're going to tell you what will be taught. Same thing with local school boards. Hey folks, we the people are in charge of our children's education. Those people are getting paid to keep their mouths shut and carry out our orders. You know, maybe this is why this country is falling so far behind other countries in math and science. We're letting fools tell us that science is random when everybody else knows it's orderly and exact. Shoot, there's not even randomness in gambling. You go, well, no, wait a minute. Yeah, there is. Everything's, it can be random. No. You only think it is. If you knew the exact weight of that little white ball, if you could calculate the speed at which it's pushed, if you could see and calculate the exact speed which the wheel is spun, you would know right where the ball would drop, and you would win every time in roulette. Or, if you knew the exact weight of the dice, knew the exact speed you threw them, and the exact spinning motion when they left your hand, you would know exactly what numbers would be facing up when they came to rest. See, just because our bodies can't perceive all these physical laws in motion doesn't mean they aren't there. Games of chance are only called that because we lack the ability to fully understand science. It only appears random to us, folks. So the next time somebody says some big bang brought all this about, pray for him because that fool really needs it.